Welcome back to another edition of The Woke, Turning on the Woke. About an hour, maybe 2 hours ago now, Katie Nolan took to Twitter to announce that she was leaving ESPN. I found this rather comical. I don't take this as Katie Nolan leaving ESPN as much as it is her getting fired without actually getting fired. Katie Nolan's latest failed venture, Always Late, was quietly canceled by ESPN months ago. It used to air exclusively on ESPN+, and since no one was watching it, they decided a move to ESPN2 would help boost ratings. Yeah, that didn't work either. They moved her to being a contributor on Highly Questionable, which was the perfect show for Katie Nolan because it's highly questionable how she was ever given a salary of $1 million every year for having zero talent. Stephen A. Smith constantly whines about white privilege. He had the perfect example of white privilege sitting at his own network. We keep it real here on the channel, so let's just be real here for a second. The only reason Katie Nolan was hired by ESPN was because of the way she looked. She started out as a blogger on the internet. Fox Sports hired her, gave her a show called Garbage Time, which was a fitting name because the show sucked.
Well, that show didn't suck. She won an Emmy Award for that show.
Katie Nolan won an Emmy Award because she's woke. She always talked about how mistreated women are in sports, how women deserve to be paid equally to men. For years, Katie Nolan has been the most overpaid talent at ESPN. You might not agree with Stephen A. Smith, but at least he earns his money. At least he draws an audience. He generates headlines. Stephen A. Smith is interesting. He's entertaining. Katie Nolan is none of that. There is nothing interesting about her. She built a following on the internet of lonely, horny dudes who thought she was hot, and transformed that into a seven-figure deal. And look, I'm not knocking her for it. Good for Katie Nolan. She was able to convince ESPN that she possessed a modicum of talent. But executives at ESPN, they quickly found out that Katie Nolan was absolutely useless. Name one thing that she has accomplished in sports media. How many chances did ESPN give her? Failed show after failed show after failed show. Of course, you're not allowed to say any of this about Katie Nolan. Last year, Jason Whitlock called her out for being an abject failure. Instead of responding back to him with her resume, her list of accomplishments, Katie Nolan insinuated that Jason Whitlock was a sexist, a misogynist, an example of how women are treated in the sports media. Jason Whitlock was just a truth teller. If he was wrong, Katie Nolan would have pointed to her resume instead of pulling the gender card. That's what the woke do. Anytime they get criticized, you're either a racist or a misogynist. What Katie Nolan should have done was listen to the advice Jason Whitlock was giving her for free. If she had listened, maybe she would still have a seven-figure job today. We have seen this same story over and over again. These people, they think if they bow their knee to the agenda, they think if they're loyal comrades, that they'll be untouchable. Michelle Beadle, she thought she was invincible. She was another dumbass, always complaining about being mistreated because she was just a little old woman. She was being paid millions of dollars a year by ESPN to be useless, to be honest with you. Michelle Beadle was just a pretty face. That was the extent of her talent.
How dare you say that? You're being a misogynist. You're a sexist.
You want to know how I know Michelle Beadle has zero talent? Because if she did have talent, she would still be working today. She would still be relevant today. There's an old saying in the entertainment industry, you can't hold back talent. Your talent will carry you a long way if you have it. Michelle Beadle didn't have it. Same thing happened to Jemele Hill. Jemele Hill, a little bit different from Michelle Beadle. Jemele Hill is talented. She's one hell of a writer. I don't agree with her on much, but Jemele Hill is smart. She can write. I can't take that away from her. But she victimized herself too. Everything was racist. Everything was misogyny. After a while, Even woke executives at ESPN get tired of the constant whining and complaining, the constant victimization. Look, I don't have a problem with women in sports. There are a lot of great women in sports media. Linda Cohn, Sam Ponder, Erin Andrews, Doris Burke. Hell, Doris Burke is one of the best NBA broadcasters at ESPN. But the Michelle Beadles, the Katie Nolans, they make it more difficult for other women to break into an industry dominated by men. Let me tell you what can happen. And I'm not saying this is what's happening or will happen, but it's possible. If networks continue hiring women and they're problematic, what do you think sports networks are going to start doing? Stop hiring women. Put yourself in an executive's position. You have a man and a woman in the running for the same job. Same experience, same education, all qualifications are the same. The executives are mulling over who they're going to hire. He gets to thinking, the last time I gave a woman a seven-figure salary, she ended up being nothing but problems. Every show failed. She constantly complained about sexism, misogyny. She claimed sports were biased against women. She aired her complaints on social media. What happens if men are in the office and they're joking around? Is she going to file a sexual harassment claim? You think those thoughts don't go through the minds of people when making hiring decisions? I'm not talking about just in sports media either. I'm talking about everyday life. You think that doesn't cross people's minds? It sucks too, because there are a lot of talented women that deserve opportunities, but people like Katie Nolan, Jemele Hill, Michelle Beadle, women who claim to be fighting for women, are doing nothing but harm. All right, I wanted to call your attention to one more thing before we get out of here for the day. Last Saturday, Oregon was playing, I think it was Stanford, someone. The game was on ESPN. I bet you guys know where this is going, too. Oregon head coach Mario Cristobal berated one of his players right before the end of the first half. The kid was Chris Hudson. He was showing off after he made a big play. He ended up receiving a penalty and knocked Oregon out of field goal range right before halftime, took 3 points off the board. Watch the clip for yourself.
This is not high school anymore.
His head coach is not happy with
it
that.
This is not high school.
After the conclusion of play, unsportsmanlike conduct.
You cost us 3 points.
The play resulted in a first down.
Now, I think this goes a bit too far, though. I think there's a point where you get his attention, but, you know you're on national television, and let's not embarrass the young man.
First of all, credit to Chris Hudson for handling this so well. That is not an easy situation to be in for a young dude, being berated on national television. So I give him credit for the way he handled himself. But Mario Cristobal didn't do anything wrong. It's okay for a coach to be angry over something like that. Rod Gilmore didn't agree. He was the announcer for that game. You could hear him in that clip say, "That's a bit too much." Soft ass. Doug Gottlieb called out Rod Gilmore on Twitter, basically for being a giant pussy. Check out Rod Gilmore's response to Doug Gottlieb. Quote, "The image of a 51-year-old white man berating a young black man so publicly rubs a lot of us the wrong way, especially with all the racial injustice, bad optics. You can deliver the lesson without flexing your power and control. It did not make black parents I know happy," end quote. Rod Gilmore's an idiot. First of all, Mario Cristobal is not an evil white man. Check the last name, dude. Cristobal. How many white Cristobals do you know? Mario Cristobal is Cuban. Second, what the hell does race have to do with this? I'm sorry, Rod Gilmore, that the sight of a young black man being disciplined is so hard for you to witness. Oh my, this just brings tears to my eyes. What was Mario Cristobal supposed to do? Chris, next time, please don't take 3 points off the board with a stupid penalty, okay? Now come sit on my lap and I'll feed you some Skittles. That doesn't work. I've told you guys before, when I was growing up, when I was young, teenager, 19, 20, 21 years old, and I did something wrong, the only way you could get through to me was force. How does the military train soldiers? In basic training. Is the drill sergeant feeding the trainees ice cream? Is he patting them on the ass, telling them everything's going to be okay? No. No. He is in their face, telling them what worthless pussies they are. You know why they do that? Because they know when those same trainees are soldiers on the battlefield in a war, that the Taliban is not showing them any mercy. They are preparing them for the worst. This is yet another example of someone at ESPN turning something into a racial issue that has nothing to do with race. Rod Gilmore was just following the media playbook. That coach looks white. He's scolding a black kid. He must be racist. And good for Doug Gottlieb for calling out this stupidity. I've never been a big fan of Doug Gottlieb, but lately, he's starting to grow on me. I actually prefer FS1 over ESPN. Outside of woke Skip and Shannon, most of the personalities on FS1 have common sense, something lacking at ESPN. All right, time to let me know what you guys think. Give me your thoughts on Katie Nolan leaving ESPN. Do you think she has a future in sports media? Also, give me your thoughts on Rod Gilmore. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.